Hey, 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 it's Lisa and coming live via audio on TributeTube. And today's topic is about lacrosse. Oh, yeah. You know that sport that nobody knew about like 10 or 15 years ago, and now all of a sudden it's like growing exponentially, like at maybe 300% a year. And especially in girls lacrosse, that's like really growing. Anyway, I'm going to pass the baton today to Pete since he is the guru, like G-U-R-U, of lacrosse. He's been playing for 38 years, Pete?
Something like that.
So why don't you tell them how you started playing lacrosse, like, if you can go back that far and remember, why don't you? go ahead. Tell us how you got into lacrosse.
So I was going to private school, and the PE teacher did a little month introduction to lacrosse. And that PE teacher was Dave Cottle, the head coach of the Chesapeake BayHawks.
Nice. Do you still have that stick you put in your hand?
No.
What a shame. That'd be so cool to have as like a wall art. Just like your first snowboard that you sold.
It would be older than that snowboard.
Yes, it would. Because in sixth grade, you were how old?
9.
And you're turning?
49.
On Tuesday. Pretty happy birthday. So that means, I lied. I shorted you 2 years. Right? You were 9? That's not sixth grade.
11.
11. So.
10.
I was right. 38 years ago.
10 or 11.
38 years ago, you started playing lacrosse. I mean, think about that. You put that into perspective. That's a little bit of time, right?
Yes.
So you have, you know, a little something about lacrosse. You've probably seen an evolution too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The materials and the lacrosse heads offsetting, and from wood to titanium and ceramic, and
the heads have changed. The
heads have changed a lot.
The rules have changed. Right, there's high school rules and
NCAA.
And do the professionals follow NCAA?
Yes, I believe so.
So that's been a transition, right? Because the guys, if they don't have the right head on their stick, then they get a penalty, like 3-minute penalty.
Well, high school and youth leagues have to follow NCAA now.
Yeah, so that's a transition. I think that what happened last year, 2017.
A couple years ago.
Maybe 16.
All the way down to youth.
Yeah. So tell us something about lacrosse. Share like a quick fact. Something special.
It's not played in the water, and it's not played riding horses.
And? So? What? What's the so what?
The so what is, I've been asked those two things. Is that the game you play in water? You played on horses.
Oh, so people have confused lacrosse with polo and...
Polo.
Polo and polo. Yeah, not polo. But, so if someone didn't know about lacrosse, how would, you know, somebody was interested, they've seen like a kid or somebody with a stick and a ball and they're not sure and they come and ask you like, tell me what lacrosse is, like how would you... Like in a nutshell, if you had a 30-second elevator speech about lacrosse, what would it be?
It would be a mass explosion of chess and rugby.
Chess and rugby. So that wasn't even 30 seconds. That was like 5 seconds. Right. Chess and rugby. So if someone said, well, I've never seen rugby and I've never played chess, can you give them something else that they can kind of...
You just got to play hard and aggressive, but you got to be 2 steps ahead.
So is it like football?
It's faster than football.
What about soccer?
You score more in lacrosse than you do soccer.
But you run a lot like soccer.
Yes.
Like it's continuous play.
Right.
Where football stop and go.
Yes. Football does, it's just explosive bursts.
Is it have any common ground with basketball?
Yes, actually, the inventor of basketball, John Naismith, was a Division I All-American lacrosse player.
Very cool.
And he was trying to figure out how to work a sport indoors in the cold winter months up north.
So if, like, somebody was familiar with basketball, but they wanted to learn lacrosse, what is the biggest crossover from basketball to lacrosse then?
Defense.
So, like, five players? Picks?
No, being body position, playing the hips on defense. Or you could go back to the Phil Jackson, Jordan era, and how Jackson ran his triangle offense was basically like using attackmen on middies in a 1-3-2 or 2-3-1 offense.
Oh, so you have to learn how to count too. Two, haha.
Oh yeah, because Maryland, if the middies are two middies are up top, Maryland lacrosse would say 2-3-1. But New York lacrosse would say a 1-3-2, using the attackman in the rear by himself as the one.
So you do know something about lacrosse.
Little bits and pieces.
Awesome. Well, I just want to thank you for giving us a quick intro into lax, since you're such a laxer. And maybe in the next follow-up episode, we'll get a little bit more into the different positions of lacrosse and the basic elements that would kind of take a player, and if you assess them, you'll kind of know if they're meant to be, you know, I guess one of the three main positions of lacrosse, and I won't get into that. I won't spoil the follow-up podcast, so... Awesome. Thank you for chatting with me today, Pete. And as always, to all of you listening, thank you for your time. Thanks for tuning in and checking out today's podcast on lax or lacrosse. And we hope you have a fantastic evening. Get some rest, hydrate, and sleep, and eat, and train, and repeat. Have an awesome day. Signing off. From Tribute 2. Oh!